I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. The Eyes of Tammy Faye, described as an intimate look at the extraordinary rise, fall, and redemption of televangelist Tammy Faye Baker. And, of course, Brent, her and her husband Jim Baker were a phenomenon in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember turning on TV and, like, you couldn't get away from them.
Another story about a fall from grace. They built the world's largest religious broadcasting network. I remember that very well, in a theme park. And then there was a fall from grace and scandal.
Yeah, you see all that here in, like, garish detail. It's really Jessica Chastain's movie, though. We never talk about makeup on this show, but Linda Dowds is like Jessica Chastain's long-term makeup collaborator, and it took her like 4 to 7 hours to get Tammy Faye's look. And in fact, Tammy Faye preferred sort of drugstore makeup that's long been unavailable, so they had to go through current makeup lines to try to recreate like L'Oreal like lash out.
And everybody remembers Tammy Faye Baker's makeup. Unfortunately, a lot of people remember her when Jan Hooks played her on Saturday Night Live with the tears running down the face.
Yeah, you know, she actually addressed that in an interview with Larry King. She said, you know, everybody's worried about my mental health, about people parodying me, but I'm in on the jokes. She kind of embraced that in a way.
A tour de force for Jessica Chastain?
No doubt. She's definitely going to get nominated for an Oscar. And she really embodies Tammy Faye in a lot of different ways, not just the makeup, but she has to recreate her voice, this kind of weird Betty Boop Midwestern voice, and her body work. I definitely think she's going to be nominated.
Andrew Garfield, people will remember him from the Spider-Man movies, maybe Hacksaw Ridge. Jim Baker.
Yeah, I thought that was a strange choice. He's also British. So again, he's got to kind of transform himself in a lot of ways.
Michael Showalter, the director, he did the Big Sick in 2017. I really like that.
Me too. You know, I also wrote Wet Hot American Summer, which is one of my all-time favorite comedies.
And Jerry Falwell Sr. makes an appearance via an actor in this movie. I guess he's sort of a mentor to Tammy Faye and Jim Baker.
He is, and actually there's some key scenes where Tammy Faye stands up to him that I didn't know about from the history. He stands up for gay rights.